RCMP this week making a pretty significant bust. 16 people arrested on drug charges here, most of them Bow Valley locals, after a four-month, I guess, undercover investigation.
To gather enough evidence to substantiate charges against 16 different people between these two communities is a major investigation. Mm-hmm. It involved more than just Canmore and Banff RCMP. It also involved the RCMP General Investigation Unit out of Calgary and Kananaskis as well.
That's a pretty significant blow to our local drug trade. The thing is, though, nature abhors a vacuum, right? As long as the demand's there, there's going to be people who step up and step in, and the RCMP are probably going to have to do this all over again. You know, I've met a lot of people over the course of my life, and a few of them have been involved in the drug trade. It seems like easy money, and it is. It's a profitable industry, but you always have that risk of getting caught by the RCMP, and when you do, it's bad. I know a guy, a local guy, really nice guy, who's serving in a maximum security penitentiary right now because he got caught trafficking drugs.
When you make that choice, you accept that risk. One of the things I believe is that liberty is the ability to choose to break the law. Living in a democracy is accepting the responsibility that you have to serve the punishment that we all agree upon is appropriate if and when you get caught. It leads me to believe also that if and when the new Liberal government moves down the road of legalizing marijuana, what will the drug trade industry look like? And I'm seriously hoping it's going to cripple the organized crime aspects of it, because the drugs have to get here somehow. Mm-hmm. One of the challenges, I think, in community policing is, yes, we had a major drug bust, 16 people charged with trafficking, but that's going to be all low level. I haven't seen us penetrate higher up levels of drug trafficking networks in this valley in the 10 years that I've been covering court.
Yeah, although they do catch some of those big traffickers once in a while speeding on the highways. I've never understood that. If you're carrying like kilograms of drugs, why would you break the law by speeding?
Absolutely. And that's just it. We have a heavy RCMP and sheriff presence on our highways through the valley because they know it's like fishing.